Now we still need to show that the observability of QA actually implies, or actually implied, also implied by the X, the positive definiteness of X. So since we assume that Q is a positive semi-definite, so we can always assume that Q can be decomposed as a product of two matrices, that is RC. Okay, for some matrix C, it really doesn't matter. We can take C equal to square root of Q. Then we can see that for any vector V, it could be complex or real. Most time you can even pick just real matrices if all the data are real. Then we multiply X V to the solution of X in terms of integrations. Then we get that on the right hand side we can write take into consideration of Q as the product of C transpose C. Then we can write the solution as the integration of some vector norm, a square of the vector norm. So obviously if the X is a singular, which means then there is a vector V, okay, so that V star X V equal to 0. But then it means the right hand side integration must be 0. But since the inside integrand is a passive function, then it must be 0 for all time. So we conclude that if X is not a singular if and only if there is a vector V such that CEATV equals 0 for all T. Now if we take T equals 0, then we get CV equals 0, then we take derivative, and then take T equal to 0, and then we got CAV equal to 0, and so on. If we keep taking derivative of n minus 1 times, then we got CAN minus 1 V equal to 0. So putting together, you get a big matrix multiplied V equal to 0. That matrix is exactly the observability matrix. So what that means is that, since V is not a 0 vector, then it means the CA must be not observable. Well, if CA is not observable, then of course it means QA is not observable. So what we have shown is that X is singular if and only if QA is not observable. In other words, if we say in another way, X is positive definite because we know X is always positive semi-definite. So we know that X is positive definite if and only if QA is observable. So that's the conclusion.